Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Beloved, we are delighted that you are tuned in to the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast, a broadcast that is divinely designed by Holy Spirit with you in mind. This is your host, Brother Fidel Donaldson, sitting in for the Honorable Apostolic Doctor herself, LaTonya Turner, and Prophetic Pastor Deborah Freeman. This broadcast is brought to you by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. Service time Sundays at 12 noon. And I'm very excited to invite you, to cordially extend an invitation to you to join me as I minister a word in season this Sunday, November the 22nd, Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, once again located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. Service times 12 noon. And yes, we are diligent and we are compliant in obeying the rules of social distancing. But the doors of the church have been and continue to be open. And I would love to see you there. Listen, I stand online at the post office. I stand online in the supermarkets. Why can't I sit? Why can't I stand in the sanctuary in the church? That is why we extend this invitation to you. Come out and be blessed. And know that we here at the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast continue to pray for you, our listeners, and your family, because we sincerely believe and trust in the power of God to change, to transform things through prayer. Dr. Turner, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, has recorded a tremendous prayer CD, and I know it will bless you. You can get your copy on our website at AskDrTurner.org. And since this is an interactive program, we encourage you, if you're struggling, if you have difficulty, if you have questions in this time, in this season, email us, AskDrTurner8@gmail.com. AskDrTurner8@gmail.com. And since giving is our living, and we sow according to where we want to go and according to how we want to grow in this season of giving that is fastly approaching, I encourage you, glory to God, to support this broadcast. And you can do so by using Cash App, the $ capital P, capital I, capital H, followed by the word church with a capital C. Once again, the $ capital P, capital I, capital H, followed by the word church with a capital C. Or you can write to us and send your donations to Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida 32226. That's Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida 32226. Let's go into the Rhema word. Early this morning before sunrise, Holy Spirit brought a scripture to my mind, to my heart. And out of that scripture, I want to share an encouraging word with you. That scripture and our subject is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, which states, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Meaning the salvation and anointing of God has not changed. It is the same yesterday, today, and it will be the same forever. Now, there are some certainties in this life that we live, and one of them is that things are constantly changing. They can change for the better or they can change for the worse. As long as you are alive, you will be acutely aware of this fact. Life is full of changes. Again, some for the better, some for the worse. For this reason, you have to have a mindset, beloved, which allows you to adapt to the ebbs and flow of life. An inability to adapt will lead to extinction. I'm quite sure most, if not all of you, ended last year with hope, aspirations, and expectations of a better new year to come, a better 2020. Then around March, things changed suddenly with the spread of the coronavirus, the pandemic named COVID-19. But remember my mantra, careful but not fearful, no panic in the pandemic. The virus, the crisis, the change forced all of us to have to adjust. Listen to me, beloved. Something microscopic in size, yet lethal and powerful, which continues to defy the brightest minds for so many months, glory to God, has changed all of our lives. For you and me, called believers, ambassadors, citizens of the kingdom of God, our response, our reaction is not like the reaction of the world. We do not walk by fear. We do not live in fear. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we must focus on the words found in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, our anointed Savior, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is consistent, and so is God our Father. So is our precious Holy Spirit. The eternal Godhead cannot be moved, nor can it be shaken by changing circumstances. God is omniscient, beloved. He's omnipotent. He is omnipresent. Those things are immutable, meaning they will never change. Nothing can change him. He is the self-sufficient, the self-existent one. When things change in your life quickly and negatively, a feeling of desperation can set in, causing you to want God to show up immediately. Some wise person once said, "He may not come when you want him, but he'll be right there on time." Glory to God. Meaning he's an on-time God. In challenging times, we have to exercise patience. We have to exercise faith, because if we don't, panic will set in. And when it does, we will be tempted to take matters into our own hands. And things done out of desperation can lead to worse situations. God's word lets us know that he will come through for us. We just don't know when, but he knows. David ended Psalms 27:14 with these words, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Holy Spirit, through David's writing, instructs us to be of good courage while we are in the waiting room, because he understands the difficulty inherent in waiting, especially when we are dealing with a situation that is time sensitive. That's why God unctionized me to write the book, "Don't Birth an Ishmael in the Waiting Room." In other words, don't become so desperate that you go out into the flesh now trying to rectify the situation yourself. Wait on the Lord. While you're waiting, be encouraged, be of good courage, and God will in turn strengthen your heart, your mind, your soul in the waiting room. I encourage you right now with these words. If you are dealing with a trying situation, well, I don't even have to use the word if. The pandemic is global, so we all are dealing with it. If you're dealing with it, or since you're dealing with it, I should say, you may feel like the walls are closing in. You've prayed, maybe you have fasted, you have asked others to pray and fast, and things have not changed. Sometimes it looks and feels like things are getting worse and not better. Don't wait with worry. Wait with worship. And please do not lose your expectation that Almighty God will show up for you at the opportune, the seasonable, or the best time. Of course, you're saying, Eagle, this is easier said than done. That's why you're an eagle and not a chicken. With the help of Holy Spirit, you can and will do it. I am reminded of the time recorded in the Bible when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, agonizing in prayer as he prepared to go to the cross for the sins of the world. He said, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Luke 22 and 42. This is what we must ascertain in the midst of our situation. What is the will of God for me in this situation? We know that we are to give thanks in it because that is God's will concerning us. We are thankful not for it, but in it, because we know that God is going to do something for us that's going to cause us to be better and not bitter. Our prayers, beloved, should not be for God to do what we want him to do based on how desperate we feel in the midst. But we should pray like Jesus, our great example, did. "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done, O Lord." This is what Jesus taught his disciples when they asked him to teach them to pray. He told them to pray that his kingdom would come and his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. A loved one may be sick, and we call upon a lot of people to help us in prayer so that he or she may be healed. We want to pray that they don't die. But the will of God may be that their time to transition has arrived. We must trust in God's unchanging hand in the thick of the crisis, because he always does what is just, what is righteous. Because there is no injustice, neither is there any unrighteousness in our Father God. A friend once told me, the old folks used to say, you have to trust him even when you can't trace him, when you can't follow him. In other words, you can't see him. There are times when you're going through that you may not feel him. You may feel like you're alone, although he is a ever-present help in the time of trouble. But one thing you must know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and it is this: God's attributes, his characteristics, never change. You can count on them. Let me give you a word, and it is the word anthropomorphic, A-N-T-H-R-O-P-O-M-O-R-P-H-I-C. Anthropomorphic means ascribing human characteristics to God. We do that, and the Bible does that, in order to help our very limited understanding of the eternal God. But, exclamation point with this conjunction, we must remember that God Almighty is a spirit, a supernatural being whose ways and thoughts are not our ways and thoughts. God is not a logical God, beloved, as we understand human logic, with things operating in a certain sequence, a certain order. He is far above human logic. And that is why over 2,000 years ago, for example, a virgin could be with child without knowing a man intimately. God is consistently supernatural, and we must trust in his consistency and in his supernatural power, his supernatural ability, his dunamis and his exousia, which speaks of God's authority. Malachi 3:6 makes a bold and an emphatic statement. It reads, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. There is never a time when he is not Lord of all," which means God is always in control, even when it appears as if things are getting out of control. So therefore, you need not lose control in the negative sense. You relinquish your control now over to God by yielding your will, but you don't lose control and begin to talk and think crazy in the midst of it because of desperation, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. You speak based on God's consistency. You speak based on the fact that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You speak based on the fact that he is the Lord and he changeth not. In other words, his immutable, unchanging characteristics do not change. If you are a born-again Christian, washed in the blood, born of the Spirit, it means at some point you believed in your heart and made a confession with your mouth that you desired Jesus to be your Savior. My question to you is this: have you made him Lord of your life? It is not just enough to confess him as Savior. You must yield to his Lordship. Are you just interested in the salvation plan with all its benefits and amenities, but still reserve the right to do your own thing? He is either Lord of all, or he is not going to be Lord at all. We cannot and should not expect to have the benefits that salvation gives, but be unwilling to yield to his Lordship. James 1:17 declares, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Beloved, in this life, you don't know what is going to happen from day to day, or even from moment to moment. In a moment's notice, you can get a phone call which changes, alters your whole life. Along this road called life, you have had one or more of those calls. I remember, you know, just planning, say, hey, you know, next year, 2021, probably in the spring, I'm going to visit family members in New York City, visit my mom, visit my dad. And then last week, I get the call that my mom is in the hospital, and we thought, you know, she was going to be coming home, and she passed away. And I just came back a couple of days ago from New York City, joining my siblings to lay my mom to rest. What am I saying? In a moment's notice, you can get a phone call that a loved one has been murdered, died suddenly, deathly ill, and it forces you to be able to deal with it. Circumstances, situations can change rapidly. But take comfort in the fact that we serve a God who changeth not. You know, after the initial shock when you receive negative news, right? That's the first thing that happens. Shock. And the degree of it is based on the news that you receive. But then you steady yourself, beloved, because your soul is anchored in Jesus Christ, the solid rock. And that anchor holds because no storm can move him. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as long as you stay anchored in him, in the Christ, in the crisis, you will not and cannot be moved, no matter how high the degree or category of the storm that you have dealt with, are dealing with, or will ever deal with. Stay anchored in the one who never changes. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou will keep him, the believer, in perfect peace, perfect shalom, whose mind is stayed on thee, whose mind and heart are stayed on God. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah goes on to say, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Yes, beloved, he is our source of strength and comfort in the midst of the most virulent storms. We know by reading and studying the Word of God that he is merciful, loving, kind, he's benevolent. My God, he extends grace. I mean, we can list them out and we will go on throughout eternity, because there's no ending, glory to God, to the greatness of his attributes and his characteristics. He is almighty, all-powerful. So the key for us is knowing and trusting in the fact that those characteristics and attributes, again, are immutable. They will not change. Listen, no matter how great and powerful a human being is in this life, no matter the untold riches, the degrees that they have, the power that they can wield and exercise, they, like everyone else, are subject to the whims of change that can happen momentarily. But because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that his characteristics, his attributes are immutable. They're unchanging, right? So the key, once again, beloved, to his perfect peace, which is exactly what we have access to, is to trust. It is to have faith while you wait in the fact that your circumstance, what you're dealing with, no matter how difficult, does not cause the power and the authority of God to diminish, to wane, to change. Let's stay right here for a moment for some nuggets on trust, faith, and waiting. Because I know many, most, if not all of you, listening to this word now, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you're dealing with some serious things. In his book, The Basics, A Categorical Bible Study, author Gene Cunningham wrote this in reference to Hebrew words of faith. He said, because the Jews thought in concrete rather than abstract terms, Hebrew words were designed to form mental pictures. There are five Hebrew word pictures of faith found in the Old Testament. They are progressive and they illustrate steps in spiritual growth. If you're writing, glory to God, here they are. Number one, the word amen. That's right, a word we say so many times when we are in services. We say amen. This word is actually a word of faith, which means to lean on for support. Number two, the word batach, B-A-T-A-C-H, is a wrestling term that draws the picture of someone body slamming his opponent to the mat. Number three, kasah, C-H-A-S-A-H, means to flee for refuge. Number four, the Hebrew word yakal, Y-A-Q-U-A-L, means to trust in extreme pain or to trust under pressure. Number five, the word kawah, Q-A-W-A-H. This is the strongest Hebrew word for faith, and it is translated wait. The word was originally used, beloved, for the process of making rope by weaving frail, easily broken strands into cords that could not be broken. Notice, five words are listed there, five Hebrew words for faith, because grace and faith work together to give us salvation. So, I said all that to say this, Isaiah 26, 3 to 4 again, thou will keep him, the believer, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, For in the Lord, Jehovah is everlasting strength. So make a mental picture of this. When your mind is focused on him, you have perfect peace, right? When your trust is in him forever, he becomes your strength. So that word trust that is used in Isaiah chapter 26, right? Trust there is the Hebrew word batak, one of the five words I just listed out, B-A-T-A-C-H. And remember the definition? A wrestling term that draws a picture of someone body slamming his opponent to the mat. But it also means to be confident, to be sure, to be bold, and to be secure. He gives us security in the midst of the storm, security in the midst of the crisis, in the midst of the pandemic. Faith gives you the ability to see things from God's perspective. In other words, tragedy can cause our sight, our vision to be obscured. But faith is the lens through which we look, beloved, which gives us the ability to see things from God's perspective. And it is always a faith perspective. It should give you a concrete mental picture of victoriously overcoming any and all opposition. I'm quite sure you have put your trust in someone who made you a promise, then changed their mind, or just did not come through for you. You're probably thinking, Eagle, been there, done that. God Almighty is not like that, beloved. Proverbs 18:24 declares, a man that hath friends must show himself to be friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. As close as a friend and a brother can be to you, they are still human beings who are subject to change. Their minds and their actions can change in a moment's notice. Not the Lord. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this is why we can put unwavering trust in him. Remember, beloved, what Apostle James wrote. He said, in him, in Christ, there is no variableness. In God, our Father, there is no shadow of turning. In Holy Spirit, there is no variableness, neither is there shadow of turning. This is why when you are waiting for him, you can do so with confidence. You can do so with surety, and you can do so with boldness. You can feel his eternal security. Why? Again, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the everlasting and the eternal God. The great things about him are innumerable. There are so many of them. One of the greatest is the fact that you can always count on him. You can always trust him to come through for you, to do what is best for you. You may not understand the process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you can have confidence in the outcome because he said, I am the Lord. I changeth not. Beloved, I hope you've been blessed by this teaching. Glory to God. And remember, the teachings are divinely designed by Holy Spirit with you in mind. So if you're struggling in this chaotic season of crisis, once again, feeling lonely and depressed, this is important. Don't allow yourself to be isolated and insulated in a place where the enemy is wreaking havoc on your mind, on your emotions. Reach out. There's someone waiting to speak with you, to pray for you, to minister to you. Call our prayer line now. One of our dedicated intercessors is waiting to take your call. This is what the Ask Dr. Turner program is all about. Ministering to you, not only in word, but also in deed. Call now, 904-765-7600. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.